welcome to the Football Friend Glory Clan. This is Joseph in his as host because Team can't get his one working. We're going to have a review of the season. We'll start down in League 2. So, I didn't want to comment on my complete and utter failure last season.
Well, I thought it was quite funny, Joe, that as soon as you were sacked, your ass man took over and took you all the way to second position and got you promoted.
Yeah, that wasn't so funny from my perspective.
Well, I had me giggling anyway. Didn't have you laughing, eh, Fred?
Kick a guy while he's down, well, don't you?
So where'd you think it all went wrong?
Pardon?
Where'd you think it all went wrong?
I blame my traitor of his assistant. I think he deliberately sabotaged the attempt so he could get the job for himself. It's all a conspiracy, I tell you. A conspiracy. So anyway, moving on from my complete and utter abject failure yet again, let's move on to down the bottom and Johnny's attempts.
Yeah, Johnny was quite funny, I thought. He was with Dagenham. He was doing okay with them, keeping them above relegation, and then he decided for some unknown reason to leave and go to Sheffield, who were below him in the league. But it was all good, and Yanksy stayed up.
Yeah, it was quite a close-run thing in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was very few points between him and Davey, and unfortunately Davey went down in a spectacular last game of the season.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Davey, but we've sort of come to expect that at this stage. But moving on to moving further up the table and to Paul, where do you think it went wrong for him this season, Steve?
I didn't really see too much of Paul, to be honest. I was concentrating higher up the divisions, but every time I did look, he seemed to be struggling down the other end of the table, which was a contrast to the season before, where he'd been punching above his weight, and I thought he'd be in promotion places this season.
And Fred, what do you think?
Who are we talking about now?
Paul with you.
Paul. Yeah, real great punditry there.
Ah, right. Paul. I think he's got some good players in and some good loans, and he should be in the upper half, to be honest.
I think the biggest shock of last season was actually seeing Betty actually attempting to do something in League 2 rather than just float around.
Any word? Belly will be sacked this season, I think.
But this is the way Belly does things. He makes you all think he's not going to do very well. He keeps things very quiet, builds a solid team, and very slowly moves them up. He did it with Portsmouth in FM10, and he had his best time there after he spent ages doing nothing.
Yes, but he also misused players there, as evidenced by Aaron Spear, who I bought, and he was awesome for me, and he didn't play him.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by how well Billy does this season coming up.
Well, he sort of has to. That's what his board has told him to do. Well, anyway, we'll move on to from League 2 and briefly on to League 1, where Guyer was resident. Fred, anything to say about that?
He got 97 points, didn't he?
I definitely didn't. But it's not that interesting with only one person there, is it?
Well, I thought he did extremely well, although it was a bit overdue.
Yes. Well, on to Guyer, now in the Championship. And onto the Championship we go. We had three new promoted clubs up there, in the form of Fred Swindon, and Stu's Charlton, and Ollie's Brighton. So, Fred, how did you do last season? Fred, not paying attention.
Seems to have disappeared. I thought Stu did extremely well, though, Joe. He had bat promotions. He was up there in the top three, him, Ollie, and I forget who the other team were, duking out, not much between them, and Stu was pushed down into the playoffs. And usually the team who falls into the playoffs crumbles and doesn't get promoted, but he got things together and he won his playoff in a very controversial game against Wigan.
Yes, and controversial in what way? And Fred, if you're there, you may want to step in to defend yourself now.
I think it's controversial because Fred, who's done extremely well, Swindon to 8th position in the table, was offered the Wigan job. he wanted to stay and finish the season off with Swindon. Meanwhile, Wigan pushed themselves into a playoff place, got to the playoff final, and had Stu lost the playoff final, then Fred would have been promoted if Wigan without actually kicking the ball with him.
Disgraceful kind of hitting from Fred, to be perfectly honest.
I think his silence tells it all.
Indeed it does. But moving on to the big winner in the championship last season, and that would be Ollie Brighton, who won the championship.
Well, Ollie's done fantastically well. He had a very slow start. He didn't do much in League One for the first three seasons, was lucky to keep hold of his job. But in the end, he did well to get promoted. Then, last season, it was quite easy for him because he signed some fantastic players. I mean, he beat me. Remember, I'm a Premier League team with Sheffield Wednesday. He beat me to sign Randy Carroll. And he had a load of players like that on free transfers. And I think it was pretty easy in the end for him to win the league with those with that team.
Yeah, and he's got promoted now and now has an even more difficult job in the Premier League, which is where we move on to next. Steve, how did your season go?
I thought it went okay for the first half. I was up in the top half of the season, top half of the table for the first half of the season, and then we just went out of steam. Got a very, very young team, and I think we seemed to lose our way, and I dropped from 12th position to 15th position on the last game.
That's an absolute shame. But who else did well in the Premier League last season?
Well, the person I think who did best in terms of punching above his weight was Kim. He got sixth position, but quite funny, he didn't get European place because Nottingham Forest won the FA Cup, so that went to the runner-up, which was Arsenal, who was seventh. Jim won the Michael League Cup, and he finished ninth, so Kim comes sixth, missed out on any European competition, and most of the time seventh is good enough to guarantee you a crack at the UEFA Cup.
Yes. We move on to the very top of the tree, and in particular, Nathan and Jim. Now, Steve, go into what they did last season.
Well, Jim's been a curious one. He's underachieved three seasons now. I think he was 14th, then he was 15th, then he was 12th. And I didn't think he would do much last season. I thought that I would finish above him. And out of nowhere, he's challenging for the title. And then mid-season, I think Ollie jumped ship. Nathan decided that he'd leave Nottingham Forest for the mega bucks of Man City. So he dropped.
Hometown club of Nottingham Point Air Forest. It's his hometown club.
Yeah. And he left Forest and he went to fifth place Man City, spent a fortune, and won the league at a canter. And Jimmy's the only one who could get near him. And Jimmy came second. So very well done to Jimmy. I think Nathan doesn't get the credit he deserves because he did extremely well for Man City. He hardly lost a game. I think he won virtually every single game he played.
Yes, but how much has he spent with Man City? Because we all know their finances.
Yeah, he spent $500 million over the last two windows, which is a lot of money considering he already had a decent squad. But you've got to deliver when you spend that kind of money, and I think he's delivered. I mean, he only lost in the Champions League final.
Yes, but it's something not right about achievements by spending that much money, is there? It doesn't feel as good as, let's say, like Jim's achievement with Burnley.
It might not, but I think if you're managing a big club like that, you've just got to beat all the teams who are put in front of you, and he's done that. And if you do win all those games with all the pressure on you and you're performing, then you've got to take your hat off to him and say he's done a very good
job. Okay, and a brief word on Mike.
Well, Mike was quite quiet this season. Stayed most of the season in upper mid-table before dropping back down to ninth. But he had his main eye on the League Cup, won the League Cup, and then after that just took his foot off the gas and Kim went past him and claimed sixth position.
Steve, any expectations for this season in predictions?
Well, I think it's quite difficult to predict anybody other than Nathan winning the league, and I think he'll be well away from everybody else again. I think Mike's got the best under 25 side in the game, and I wouldn't be surprised if he can pull out a spectacular run of results and get himself into a championship fight. I don't think Jim will be top two again. Kim, be interesting to see if he can get a run going and challenge for the top four. Expect Forest to fall away now Nathan's gone. And I think fancy myself a bit of a dark horse in claiming a Europe place.
And in the lower leagues, the Championship?
Well, Fred's got a decent club, hasn't he, in Wigan, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get them off because he's not had much chance to do anything. All I've seen him do is pull off about 15 loans. I think he's loaned more players than any other team, hasn't he?
And we also have Guy in the Championship. Oh, look, he's back. Purely after the accusations are gone.
Hello. I drosed away a little.
So, any comment on the accusations that what you did wasn't proper with Wigan?
In fact, they already had a quality defense, and I've gotten in loans that will cover up. I love loans, so.
What about the accusations that you abandoned Swindon?
That I've done 74 loans on a total, so.
74 loans?
Yeah.
You're an addict.
But I can't do it anymore if I go up to Prem.
You can't go with a loan team, surely.
I'm quite sure, because this team is good now.
Yeah,
the defense is strong, our midfield is strong, and I've got the striker coming in now. So,
what about Gaia? Do you think Gaia will challenge you, Fred?
No, not a chance. He will end up in mid-table, I think.
I'm sure
if Gary here, he'd agree, but we all know he's a bit doom-laden anyway.
Yeah.
He will get enough 3-pointers because he plays such an offensive football.
What about you, Jeff? What do you think will happen for the 5 or 6 clubs down in League 2?
We'll all do shite as per usual. Someone will attempt to get close to the playoff. We'll fail miserably in the playoff final, probably, and we'll all still be stuck there. And Davey will be relegated.
What about Billy? Do you think he's got any chance of?
I think he's going to get sacked. I think he's going to get sacked. The expectations are too much. I mean, he's been asked to make the jump from playoff position to winning the team in a season that's not going to be easy at all.
What about Watford? What's your board asking you, Joe?
Safe mid-table position where we'll consolidate and basically rebuild the club's finances, which were in a complete mess.
Surely a club like Watford should be able to go up this season.
Problem is finances. The finances were a mess and I've had to repair them.
Well, you got a big ground and you got a lot of fans. So you're really at least a second-tier club.
Yes, but the problem is the fans aren't showing up as of yet, and it'll be up to me to get the football that will get them coming back.
If we're going to be honest, it's one of the few clubs residing currently in League 2 that has potential of reaching the higher tiers.
Yes, it will take time. Everything will take time.
What about Johnny with Chesterfield?
Mid-table, I'd say.
And the one guy I didn't mention in the review, Will.
Will. Will is a hard guy to predict, isn't he?
Whenever you think he'll do well, he always does badly. And whenever you think he'll do badly, he does something stupid like get Morecambe promoted.
Yeah, so we'll play it safe by saying mid-table.
I think he will actually promote.
Oh dear, now he's going to do shit.
Yeah, Exeter aren't that bad a team, are they?
They were in League 1 for some seasons ago in the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we have to finish up there as our time is almost up. So thank you both to Fred and Steve.
Cheers.
Cheers.